It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
The more I read and study the Bible, the more I'm really impressed. And you say, well, you need to be impressed because God wrote it. Well, I'm impressed the more I see that God has given us more and more learning and understanding, and especially wisdom. And we think of Solomon when we think of wisdom, well, at least I do. And I'd like for us to look in the book of Proverbs. But before we do that, even in the New Testament, we read of in James chapter 1 and verse 5, the Bible says there that if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. And then in verse 6 of James 1, it says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. I believe that when we look to the Word of God and we ask God for wisdom, one thing that we need to do, we need to ask in faith. Faith believing that God hears us and that God is going to answer our prayers. Well, of course, God answers our prayers, first of all, as man, asking God to save him. Asking Jesus Christ to come into the heart, asking Jesus Christ for forgiveness, and trusting Jesus Christ because he gave his life on the cross of Calvary. For every person in this world, if they would simply trust him, then they could go to heaven just like I'm going to heaven, by trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, I believe that we have many verses that talks about the beginning of wisdom. But I believe the greatest beginning of wisdom, we might say, is trusting in the Lord with all of our heart. Trusting him, knowing him as Lord and Savior. Well, right now, as we look into the book of Proverbs, I'd ask you to turn there, if at all possible, in your Bible. And, of course, I remind you once again, if you're driving in a car, I realize you can't do that. And that's good that you're listening to this on the radio or however you're getting it. You may be in your home. And if you're in your home listening to this, then get your Bible and follow along as I go through the Word of God with you. Now, in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 1, the Bible says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Well, we know that by reading Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 1, that Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and that's God. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The book of Proverbs. Now, we also know Solomon's father was a man who feared the Lord and served the Lord well. Solomon's father was a godly man. And of course, Solomon's father's name was David. In 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, it says this, now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore. In other words, David said he's getting ready to die. Show thyself a man. In other words, stand up, be strong as a man, show thyself as a man, David's saying to Solomon, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. Well, we keep studying the Word of God, and we see that after David died, Solomon became king over all Israel. Later in his life, Solomon, as we read in 1 Kings chapter 11, Well, he fell into deep sin. But when he began his reign as Israel's king, his heart was right with God. 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 3 says, "And Solomon loved the Lord." So Solomon, in the beginning of his reign as king, he loved the Lord. He did what God wanted him to do. In 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 5, God made an amazing statement to Solomon. God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." That's 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 5. In other words, God said something like this to Solomon. "Solomon, you ask me for something and I will give it to you. What do you want me to give to you? Ask whatever you wish." Now, if God were to say this to you, what would you want God to give you? What would you ask for? Riches? Long life? Possibly happiness? And possibly prosperity? Or popularity? Possessions? Well, what did Solomon ask for? In 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 9 through 12, we read the answer. God, therefore, let me back up there. It's not God. Give, therefore. 1 Kings 3, verses 9 through 12. "Give, therefore, thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, "Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding, to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee." Well, Solomon asked for an understanding heart. We read that. Well, did God grant his request? Of course he did. In 1 Kings 3:12, we read that. Yes, he granted that request. Well, what else did God give Solomon as a bonus? Verse 13 of 1 Kings chapter 3, it says, "And I have also given thee," this is God speaking to Solomon, he says, "I've also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days." Well, God was very generous with Solomon, and God did, when God was generous to Solomon, he wasn't generous because Solomon asked for things that, the frivolous things. He asked for something that was necessary, that was needed for him to be king over Israel. He wanted to please God. Well, God gave him some extra things there because God was honored that Solomon only asked for the things necessary to serve him. Well, what else did God give Solomon as a bonus? We read that. He gave Solomon riches and honor. And I believe that, according to the Word of God, that those who put first things first never lose out. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, it says, "And all these things shall be added unto you." When we put God first in our lives, then God will take care of us. No, we may not have a mansion yet. We may not have the things that some people look for, riches and all of that. But what we have, God has given that to us because that's what we need. Sometimes we ask for things that we simply do not need. And we look to the example of Solomon. He did not ask for something that he didn't need. He needed God's wisdom. And I believe that, first of all, we need to ask for God's wisdom. Ask God to give wisdom and understanding. Well, an example of Solomon's wisdom. We keep looking at Solomon. We see an example here of wisdom given to him in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 16 through 28. Now, it says there, "Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. And the one woman said, O my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also. And we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night, because she overlaid it. In other words, she laid over, and I suppose she smothered the child, according to these verses. And verse 20 goes on to say, And she arose at midnight, and took my son from beside me, while thine handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. And the other woman said, Nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, No, but the dead is thy son, and the living is thy son. In other words, they're in an argument here. Thus they spoke before the king. They told the king what was going on. Then said the king, The one saith, This is my son that liveth, and thy son is dead. And the other saith, Nay, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. And the king said, Bring me a sword. And they brought him a sword, and they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, Divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other. Then spake the woman, whose the living child was, unto the king, for her bowels yearned before her son. And she said, O my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, Give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother, therefore. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. Well, we see that the wisdom of Solomon that came from God helped him to understand what to do in this situation. The child who belonged to the living child who belonged to the mother of the living child, she didn't want the child to die, so she was willing to give that child to the other woman who said, This is my son. The woman whose son it was not said, Go ahead and kill the child and divide the child. The real mother said, Don't kill him. Let her have the child. Well, if you had been in Solomon's place, would you have thought of this as the solution to the problem of having someone bring you the sword? I don't know what you would do, but I would have to ask God for wisdom. And once again, I would go to the Word of God and follow the example that's given to me in the Word of God. I would follow God's advice. And anything that comes into our lives, any decision that we make in this life, we need to go to God's Word and seek His wisdom. Seek God's wisdom, not the wisdom of man, but the wisdom of God. Let God guide our hearts. God may be speaking to you right now about trusting Him as Lord and Savior. You need to say, Oh Lord, forgive me of my sin. I've changed my mind about how to get to heaven. It's only through you that I will be able to go to heaven. The Bible says, For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon Him today. Trust Him as your Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.